One of the things you're going to discover as you do your county is that the way your county government is organized may bear only a slight resemblance to what we're going to be covering in class. And the reason for that is simple. When they drafted the Constitution, Texas Constitution, they outlined what county government was going to look like. But much of what county government looks like is in the Constitution. You think they ever envisioned there would be counties with 3+ million people in them? When the Texas Constitution was written, what was the population of the state of Texas? There she is. Hi, Ms. King. When the population of Texas, what was the population of Texas about the time the Constitution was written? Over 1 million? Under 1 million? That was under 1 million by a whole lot. Largest county in the state at that point in time was Galveston County, and it had a population of a whopping 65,000 people. So they never envisioned that they would be dealing, there he is, never envisioned that you'd be dealing with Loving County, population 87 and declining. Haven't checked on it recently. How many births do you think they have had in Loving County in the last decade? Well, probably technically in the county, none, because there's no hospital, there are no schools, there are no cities. The county government is it. There's Miss Blackwater. And then you've got Dallas County, Harris County, Bayer County. One of the reasons I suggested, encouraged, and absolutely forbade anybody to take one of these counties that had a population of 1 million people is it'd be like skinning an elephant with a pocket knife. You'd never get through with the task before it started to smell. How many school districts are there in Harris County alone?
A lot.
A lot is a very good answer. Over 20. There are almost 1,000 special districts in Harris County of various forms, types, shapes, and dimensions. There are at least 5 county-wide special districts, and we'll play with that when we get to the unit on special districts in Harris County alone. Yeah. Like I say, skinning an elephant with a pocket knife. So one of the things we're going to be looking at is I'm going to be lying to you to some extent. I'm going to be giving you the constitutional version of what county government's supposed to look like. But what you're going to discover is your county may vary. There are 3 basic units of local government created in Texas. And this is pretty much true in most states. It's not just Texas. Counties, with the exception of Louisiana. Louisiana does not have counties. It has parishes. That's a derivative of their French ancestry. And then if you look in New England, you'll find that there's another unit of local government called townships, which in some states are larger than a county and in some states smaller than a county. There's just no, when I was taking a graduate level course on American local governments, the guy said, townships are the oddball. They don't fit into any pattern. Municipal governments, and then special districts. We'll spend a period on each of these, all right? Am I going to cover everything you needed, everything you could know about each of those county units of government? Heavens no. One of the most specialized areas of law in Texas are people who deal with local governments, because there's a heck of a lot to know. And then I don't want to confuse, upset, or worry anybody. But have you ever heard of bracket bills? When we talked about the legislature, I kind of skipped that, but now I got to put it in. The legislature passes legislation that applies to counties with a population of so much to so much, or cities that lie within a county having a population between so much and so much, whose population is less than such and such. What they've really done, the Constitution forbids you to pass legislation specific to a particular city, except under certain circumstances. You with me on that? So we get around that by saying this applies to all cities that fall within this particular population bracket. Well, if you draw the bracket very carefully, how many cities does it apply to?
One.
Do you remember somewhere back at the beginning of the course when I talked about the Texas Constitution being a little outmoded, a little outdated, and some problems? We play more games to get around the fact that the Constitution is outmoded, outdated, and complicated than you can imagine. You have to work in the legislature for a session or two to really appreciate that. And for three sessions, I was working for two different senators from Harris County, where we had a gob of problems that had to be handled by bracket bills. I got to where I could write those darn things in my sleep. So let's deal with counties first. Its status is clear. It is an administrative subdivision of the state of Texas. Back when the Constitution was written, obviously, transportation was difficult, communications were difficult, so the county was, in fact, where nearly all of taxes were collected, laws were enforced, etc. If you could be transported, you know, back to the future, only back to the past, if you could be transported back to Texas in 1870, and they put you down in the little community of Waterloo, which is what Austin became. You say, my God, where are all the people? Where are all the buildings? Where's all the state government?
Yeah.
How many of you have ever been to the Texas Capitol? Did you realize that when the Capitol building was built, it was built to house every office of the state government? And they were all there. I mean, literally, when you went to the Capitol, that was it. There were no other office buildings, no other agencies. That was it. True today?
No.
Nah, you run all over Austin to the different agencies and whatnot. There are more offices in the Texas Department of Public Safety, more parts of the Texas Department, than they had in 1870 or 1879 when the Texas Constitution was written. Now, some theories, get theoretical. And I want to make sure you know about Dillon's Rule because it's very important. Now, we know that counties have no power outside of the Constitution and the laws because they are an administrative division of the state. Got that, Ms. Cepeda? But the question is, how about municipalities? Now, this case arose in Iowa. The city of Cedar Falls was a railroad junction. And the Cedar River, there's only a couple of crossings over the Cedar River, so the city's kind of... Anybody ever been to Cedar Falls? Okay. Know Cedar Falls well because my wife had an aunt who lived there. They both her husband, her aunt and uncle have died now, but we spent a lot of time in Cedar Falls. She has one remaining, nope, she died too. So we'll never go back to Cedar Falls or Cedar Falls or the little town of city of Waterloo. They're on opposite sides of the river, probably again, unless we're just passing through. But at any rate, the city got really upset about the railroads constantly tying up traffic. So they passed a whole bunch of rules about what the railroads could do. And the railroads went to court. They said, you don't have the authority to pass those rules because the legislature hasn't given you the authority. So it ends up in court with Chief Justice John Dillon, who is the Chief Justice of the Iowa Supreme Court. And basically he said, I'm sorry, although Cedar Falls has got a really good point, municipal corporations owe their origin to and derive their powers and rights wholly from legislative acts. Cities do not have autonomy. Guess what? Dillon's Rule is pretty much followed in every state of the Union. Unless the Constitution grants them specific power or the law grants a city specific power, They don't have it. Fair enough, Caroline? Everybody got that pretty well down? So people in the people in cities, people in cities spend a heck of a lot of time dealing with legislators, and the big issue in Houston right now has to do with pension funds, because the legislature has passed laws which make it pretty difficult for the city of Houston to actually control the pension funds or deal with the pension funds of municipal employees. Now, the theory of local sovereignty is that local governments have the right to exist, power to elect their officials, and conduct their business with no help or no interference from the state. Do you see how these are in conflict with each other? Technically, cities can't do squat unless the legislature agrees to it. Everybody comfortable with that? Now, Ms. Madden, you're a legislator. Do you want to take responsibility for everything that every city in your district does?
No.
So when you start passing the laws, are you going to pass them so that they grant rather broad autonomy to cities to do things, so that if a problem arises, you can say, look, we gave them the authority to do that. We can't help how they use that authority, so get off my back. Would you do that?
Yes.
Yeah, all of you would. So the legal theory is Dillon's rule. The political is a great deal of local sovereignty and local autonomy. Can you see how those two can kind of come into conflict? Ultimately, there's no question the state controls the strings. But on a day-to-day basis, cities do have a fair amount of autonomy because the laws tend to be relatively permissive about what they can do. Everybody clear on that? So when you're reading in the newspaper about the city has this proposal or the city has that proposal, and in the back of your mind you're saying, well, Mr. Waddell told us that they can't do squat unless the legislature approves. Remember, the legislature tended to grant rather broad permissions. Now I'm going to use another analogy for just a second. Can I pick on you for a second? Did you notice that as you got in your later teen years, and I'm assuming you're probably in your late teen years or maybe early 20s, I'm not going to get any more specific than that, that the rules that your parents imposed lightened up a lot?
Yeah.
And they tended to give you a great deal of autonomy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, legislatures are like that.
Yeah.
They have gone from being, we control everything, to, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
With some exceptions. And that's where the flashpoints between cities and the legislature occurs. Now, this does not apply to you directly, okay? Have you ever known teenagers who were granted a fair amount of autonomy, and when their parents finally kind of put down their foot on something, they couldn't understand why all of a sudden the parents were being so hard-nosed about this one issue?
Yeah.
Anybody pretty familiar with that? May have had a little bit in your own life, you know. Does that analogy help you understand why there's some conflict between the legislature and cities? Put the cities in the role of that teenager who's used to having a fair amount of freedom, and then all of a sudden the legislature says, no, you can't do that. They say, but. All right, enough of that, right? Hi, Kathy, we're glad to have you. I'll edit that part out, but it'll remind me to change the role. County government. Legal status. I want everybody to repeat this with me. The legal status of the county is that of administrative subdivision of the state. Come on. Administrative subdivision of the state. Is that burning into your memory?
Yes.
Even at 8 o'clock in the morning? So, the structure, the powers, the limits of what county government can do are completely controlled by the state unless inter bracket bill. You follow where I'm going, taking you on this? Unless we've passed specific legislation to let the county do something that other counties don't do, or don't do under those circumstances. Now, after, have you ever thought about how barnacles accumulate on a ship? Eventually, it gets to the point to where you have this rather thick incrustation, and that's why they have to periodically dry dock the ships and get the barnacles off, because it's going to slow things down. Does that image help you understand what's happened in county government? Through bracket bills and this and that and the other, the barnacles have been accumulated, but we've never put this ship of state back in the dry dock. So when you start trying to figure out, can Dallas County do this? You've got to go back through a ton of legislation that was passed specifically for Dallas County, or counties having a population of a million or more, or to figure out whether they can or they can't do it. Now, Caroline, when you're dealing with Frio County, you're probably going to discover there are damn few bracket bills that apply to Frio County. Frio County's basically got your government 101 straight off the shelf, and here's how we do it. Because as the counties have gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, the barnacles have accumulated. Do you understand why I didn't want you doing counties of a $500,000 to $2 million? Mm-hmm. You don't have the expertise, nor the time, nor the resources to figure all of that out. There's a lot of lawyers that make good money doing that. It is decentralized. Does that surprise anybody? Given the nature of Texas state government, does it surprise you that it's decentralized? If a Martian lands down by the Capitol, down by the county courthouse, and says, take me to your leader, what would you say?
What leader? Which
one? Well, actually, we don't have a leader here. Now, if you would like to, we can go into how this is structured. We have X number of countywide elected officials, each of whom have special sets of duties. And we have a county commissioner's court, but it has limited authority to do X, Y, and Z. So tell me what you want, and I can point you in that direction, unless the legislature's passed a special bill which puts the power somewhere else. Is this beginning to make sense to you? Is it beginning to make it clear to you that some of it doesn't make sense? Okay, good. County officials are elected for four-year terms in partisan elections of the even-numbered year. The terms overlap, the offices overlap, so that you can't throw the entire county government out at one time. Now, the salaries are established by the commissioner's court based on, what do you think?
State.
Bracket bills. So the salary for county commissioners in Galveston County will not be the same as Frio County, Caroline, because bracket bill. And the salaries for Harris County won't be the same as Dallas County or Frio County or Fort Bend County because, say it, bracket bill. Fair enough? Okay, so these are the constitutional officers, meaning the ones that are spelled out in the Constitution, and you're going to discover that this list isn't even actually completely accurate. I'll explain why. We looked at the judiciary last time around, right? What were the two kinds of county courts? There were the constitutional county courts, and the county courts at law, right? So every county's got a constitutional county court, but in about 50 of the counties, the county judge really isn't a judge because he doesn't have a court to judge in. In other states, they call them county supervisors or county administrators. But in about 200 counties of Texas, the county judge really does judge in the constitutional county court. But the constitutional county court has much lower level of jurisdiction than does the county courts at law. Remember that? See how all these pieces begin to fit together? It's kind of like a weird jigsaw puzzle, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we'll look at the job. County sheriff. Every county's got a county sheriff. Tax assessor, collector. Unless you happen to be in a county with less than 10,000 people, in which case the people of the county can have done away with the job of tax assessor, collector, and given the job to the sheriff. A sheriff? Wait a minute. All right, are you familiar? I'm picking on you too much. Are you familiar, Jessica, with Robin Hood? Okay. Why was Robin Hood fighting the evil sheriff of Nottingham? What was it that the evil sheriff of Nottingham was doing that demanded justice?
Taken from the poor.
Taken from the poor. Why? In what role? In rural English counties, who was the tax collector?
The king.
The sheriff.
Oh, the sheriff.
We borrowed that from English government. Okay? So, I have tried very hard to find how many counties in Texas the county sheriff is the tax collector. But guess what? There's no one agency in the state of Texas that's responsible for collecting and disseminating that information. And at one point I wrote all 254 counties in Texas, the sheriff, and asked them very simply, do you have a role as the tax collector? And I got back responses from about 150 of them. And I had a self-addressed postcard. All I had to do is check the box and send it back. One of them asked me, and then I had a handful of them ask me, well, why do you want to know this information? When has the sheriff ever collected taxes? They didn't know that in counties of less than 10,000 people, the job of tax collector could be abolished. But has Caroline, pick on you for a second. Has it necessarily been abolished in all counties with a population of less than 10,000? No. Okay, can you see how this is going to get fun? County clerk. Well, every county's got a county clerk who keeps the records. A county attorney. Do we have a county attorney in Galveston County? Nope, we don't. If the majority of the population agrees the job of county clerk, excuse me, county attorney, who both handles the civil matters and the criminal prosecution of misdemeanors, can be combined with that of the district attorney, in which case the district attorney technically takes on the title of criminal district attorney because he prosecutes both misdemeanors and felonies. Everybody lost on that? So, the district attorney in Galveston County, Jack Rohde, is the criminal district attorney. Are you ready for a little bit of humor for a second? Several years ago, when Michael Guarino was the district attorney in Galveston County, he and I taught a course together, a criminal justice course together, and I was asked to speak to a civic group, I'm not sure which group, to introduce him to explain what we were doing. And so I introduced him and I used his full legal title, which was Criminal District Attorney Michael Guarino. I think I did it, twice. Afterwards, the president of the organization came up and said, why do you keep calling the district attorney a criminal? I said, he's not a criminal. His title is criminal district attorney, meaning he prosecutes both misdemeanors and felonies. Oh. Now, to make it interesting, I checked with the Texas District County and District Attorneys Association, there is such an organization in Austin, on how many counties use the title criminal district attorney. And the answer is about half of them who have criminal district attorneys actually use the title criminal district attorney. So if they say district attorney, they may or may not only prosecute felonies. They may hit misdemeanors as well. We have a county attorney in Galveston, but he's not an elected officer. He's appointed by the county commissioner's court. He is technically the county attorney for the commissioner's court, appointed by the commissioner's court, not elected. So when you look at your county, you may have a county attorney, but if you want to dig a little deeper, you can say, okay, is he elected or is he just appointed? And in all counties that have criminal district attorneys, he will be appointed, if they have one, except in Harris County. In Harris County, again, why? Bracket bill. The county attorney is elected. But in Dallas County, he's appointed, as he is in Bexar County, as he is in Travis County. Are you beginning to get the idea that maybe there's not a lot of consistency? It's oh my gosh. Then the county treasurer. Some counties have a county attorney, county treasurer, some counties do not. The job can be abolished. But interestingly enough, if it's abolished, it has to be abolished by a constitutional amendment submitted by the legislature and adopted by the voters of the state of Texas. And the last time I counted, we had amended the Texas Constitution 17 times to permit 17 different counties to do away with the job of county treasurer and combine the job with the county auditor. All right, I'm going to get to moving a little more rapidly because I can see from the look on your face that I have just about tested your patience. Have we pretty well established that your county government may vary, even in the officials, and then it gets worse? All right, county judge presides over the commissioner's court. Why do we call it the commissioner's court? Do they hear cases? No. That is an old English term. A decision-making body is called a court. You like the Court of St. James? Court of St. James is, of course, the court that advises the Queen, etc., and it has no judicial powers whatsoever. So we call it the County Commissioner's Court, although it has no judicial function whatsoever.
I did not know that.
The judge of the Constitutional County Court. And now some counties, like Galveston County, don't have a constitutional county court. And when Mark Henry, who is the constitutional county judge in Galveston County, decided he wanted to start hearing cases and dealing with stuff, he got a fair amount of blowback from the rest of the judges because we don't have a constitutional county court, and they don't feel that he fits into the statutory county court. Because why? What is the absolute requirement to be a judge of a statutory county court at law? You got to be a lawyer. And Mark Henry's not a lawyer. But due to bracket bill, he can hear certain kinds of extrajudicial cases and get an extra umpteen $1,000 salary. He is basically the coordinator or administrator of various county programs and is the person who prepares and presents the county's budget to the county's commissioner's court. But of course, who actually prepares the budget for the county clerk's office? The county clerk, who prepares the budget for, county road administrator. County road administrator. So the county judge is responsible for collecting this stuff and submitting it to the commissioner's court. If you had a leader for the county, it would be the county judge. County sheriff enforces the state laws, has custody of the prisoners in county jail, and enforces orders of the county and district courts. In Harris County, most of Harris County is covered by municipalities. City of Houston, whatnot, right? Over 90% of the territory of Harris County is in incorporated municipalities. So the county sheriff's office has a limited law enforcement responsibility only for the unincorporated areas. To some extent, that's true in Galveston County. So what's the biggest single job of the county sheriff in Harris, Dallas, Bayer, Travis, or even Galveston County? The jail. Now, you wouldn't want to run as chief jailer for the county, would you? And of course, serving and enforcing the orders and warrants and whatnot for the county and district courts is a major task. In Harris County alone, they serve over 1 million warrants and orders a year. Can you imagine keeping up with that much paperwork? Okay, we already did this. The district attorney, the criminal district attorney, presents the evidence to the grand jury and prosecutes felonies and misdemeanors in counties which have criminal district attorneys. Do I need to explain that? So far, so good. Tax assessor, collector. Now, what function is missing from this list for the tax assessor, collector? Do you see anything on here about assessing property? So if we really wanted to be accurate, this wouldn't be the tax assessor collector, would it? It would just be the tax collector. The tax collector and registrar of voters. And why registrar of voters? Well, because how did we register people before the 1960s? You bought a poll tax. And a tax assessor collector sold the poll taxes. And so when they did away with the poll tax, U.S. Constitution was amended that outlawed the poll tax, you're already set up in many counties where the tax assessor collector was the person who did the voter registration and they just left it there. Easy enough? Now, there are 27 counties in Texas where I've just lied to you. They've created an office of voter administrator who has the responsibility to both handle voter registration and elections. Is this getting complicated, folks? Don't lie to me. Yeah. Do I expect you to memorize all the details?
No.
Do I know all the details personally? No. Do I want to know all the details personally? No. But I probably know more than is good for me. County clerk, hallelujah. There's one office that's basically consistent throughout. Custodian of legal records such as property deeds, marriage licenses, election records. Why was it that the county clerk in Kentucky, Ms. Kim Davis, got herself in a bunch of legal hot water? Issues marriage licenses. And when the Supreme Court ruled that gay couples could be married, she refused to issue the marriage license. Well, sorry, when you take an oath of office to perform the duties of the office, you can't say parentheses unless I personally object to it or unless my religion tells me no. I could give you a kind of a silly one that has nothing to do with gay marriage. What if you happen to be an ultra-Orthodox Jew and one of the functions of your office is issuing licenses to hog farms? Can you say, I'm sorry, we're not going to issue any health permits to hog farms because my religion tells you no? You cannot use your religion as an excuse not to perform your official duties. And they're the chief election administrator, except in counties which have an official election administrator. Now, Galveston County, can I pick on you? Galveston County, whose legal responsibility is it for elections?
County clerk.
County clerk. But can she name a deputy county clerk whose job is primarily to handle elections?
Bill Sargent.
Her dad. So one reason she knows more about elections than anybody in this room except me, and maybe more than me right now, is that she gets drafted. Is that a fair way to put it? Well, I need somebody to do this. Anna? And you, there's nothing like being involved with it to where you learn the details. County treasurer. Some counties have abolished it. I think 27 counties now have abolished the job. It's pretty much a perfunctory job. You bank the money, you approve purchase orders, payroll. If there's any latitude or discretion in this job, it's as cash management officer, which means that the county gets 90% of its money in a 3-month period. So you just put it in a checking account and leave it, or do you try to get some interest on it or try to float it around a little bit to where you can earn a little extra? Now, I'll be honest with you, these very, very low interest rates we've had over the last several years are really putting a hickey on many counties, because they're used to getting 4 to 5% on the $5 or $6 million that they're not having to have for the next payroll, and now they're getting 0.1%, which is almost nothing. And we've talked about the county attorney. He prosecutes misdemeanors and serves as a civil lawyer. But, of course, you already know that in some counties they've abolished the job of elected county attorney. But they may appoint a county attorney to do what? To prosecute? No. To handle the civil stuff. And that's what we have in Galveston County. Then there are 4 county commissioners. Now notice, I did not say bracket bill on this one, because the Constitution specifies that every county will be divided into 4 commissioners' precincts, and irrespective of the population of the county, you will have 4 county commissioners. So we look at Frio County. I won't ask you what the population of Frio is yet, Caroline, because you have really gotten into that. But we look at the population of Frio County, and let's be more fun with that. Loving County, population 87 last time I checked. It may have dropped since then. If you've got a big family, half the voters in your JP, your commissioner's precinct, may be relatives. I got a funny story along that line if you got time to hear it. We had a perennial candidate who kept running for office out in the Hitchcock area. And every election, he got fewer votes than he had gotten in a previous election because he campaigned hard. And the more people got to know him, the more they realized he was a fruitcake. The last election that he ran for, he got fewer votes than he had members in his family. I think that had to tell him something. He had 17 relatives in that particular precinct and he only got 13 votes. 12 or 13, I forget which. All right. Commissioner's Court's made up of the county judge and the 4 county commissioners, each of whom have a vote. The county judge presides. And then you can have a whole bunch of appointed officials. You think your list of appointed officials for Frio County is going to be different than the list of appointed officials for Galveston County? Oh yeah. This is basically the list for Galveston County, minus a few. County attorney, road administrator, home demonstration agent, veteran service officer, health official, pathologist, personnel officer, purchasing agent, farm demonstration agent, county engineer, and then there's a few more. And who appoints these? Commissioner's Court.
What do the home demonstration and farm demonstration agents do?
Well, excellent question. Back many, many years ago, the federal government and the state government agreed to fund purpose of home demonstration agents was to try to help young women learn how to can food, take care of babies, etc.
Become a housewife, basically.
I'm sorry?
So basically become a housewife.
The office has really changed. It would be fun for you to look at your county and see if they have a home demonstration agent and what they really do. And they'd be more than happy to tell you. In Galveston County, since we have very few farms.
We have any farms?
Very few. Yeah, there are a few. Very few. This, have you ever familiar with the Master Gardener program? Guess who's responsible for the Master Gardener program?
The farm.
Teaching people how to landscape around their houses, etc. You remember that line, your mission may vary? We look at Frio County. I keep picking on Caroline, but I just happen to remember that's hers. If we look at Frio County, the farm home demonstration agent and the farm agent are going to do. Now, the veteran service officer, that's pretty obvious. That's they work with veterans to try to deal to help them solve their problems. Health officer, pathologist, that should be pretty straightforward. Is your county necessarily going to have all of those?
No,
and I'll tell you what I did to try to simplify life. I didn't ask you to go list all the appointed officials in your county. I tried to do that one semester, and it was a disaster. Because some people could get this list, and there were like 50 people on the list, and other people would find that it was like pulling hen's teeth to get anybody on the county commissioner's court to even respond. But if you want to have fun with it, just go ahead and find out how many appointed officials you've got. Now, counties do not have, counties do not have the right to pick and choose which functions, basically which functions they're going to perform. Those are specified by the state of Texas. They will administer law. They will enforce the law. They will have courts. They will collect taxes. They will keep records like wills, marriage licenses, etc. They will hold elections for the state. The state doesn't hold elections, folks. The state makes the counties responsible for the holding of elections. And in this very last election, the state mandated that certain software would be used, and it turned out the software had some interesting bugs in it, which made it very difficult. Now, there's one that most students have a hard time with. Everybody familiar with Highway 146 that runs up to Kema?
Yeah.
How many years, you're very familiar with it, huh?
Yes.
How many years did it take the state to widen that?
Forever?
It seems like it. I got a quick joke to tell you, okay? This guy's walking on the beach, and he picks up a bottle and he starts to wipe the sand off of it, and poof, Genie jumps out. Jenny says, all right, you get three wishes. I'm going to tell you up front, you cannot wish for eternal life. That is no-no. So the guy's standing there thinking about it, and he said, look, I haven't got all millennium here. Make your choices. Well, I'm not sure. He said, look, do you want to be wealthy the rest of your life? I said, well, that would be nice. I said, okay, here's the number of a Swiss bank account that'll never run dry. All right. So are you married? Said, no. Would you like to be married to the perfect woman, the woman of your dreams? Yeah. All right. You're going to be in the grocery store tomorrow. A young lady's going to drop a cantaloupe. You're going to pick it up. Your eyes will meet. The rest is history. So he's thinking, he said, is there another standard wish? He said, no, those are the two pretty standards. You get the third optional there. So he thinks. He said, I know. I want to live long enough to see the Gulf Freeway finished. How many of you appreciate that joke? I could say 146 completed. When I, for the first 3 years I taught at Galveston College, I lived in Baytown and drove from Baytown here and back every day. And at that time, it was a two-lane stretch of road with a drawbridge over Dickinson Bayou and over the channel there between Kema and Seabrook. You may remember that. Some days it took me 2 hours to get to work. I left the house at 5 o'clock in order to make sure I was here by 8. And sometimes I didn't get home till 8 o'clock at night, mm-hmm. which had a lot to do with my decision to move here. It was the most dangerous stretch of road in the state of Texas. It had more people dying or seriously injured than any other equivalent stretch of road. I have one quick story. I know that y'all get tired of stories, but I happened onto a wreck, and there were a couple of people standing out there, and a guy was waving seriously at me, so I pulled over. There had been an accident, and a baby, this is before they had car seats and so forth, baby had been ejected from the car, and fortunately, the grill on the car that, anyway, the baby's head had gone through the grill. Seemed to be, he was screaming enough to where we knew he was still alive and okay. And so there were four or five other guys, and one of the ladies is holding the baby up so he wouldn't, you know, tear his neck. Said, who has a jack? Who has something we can pry this grill apart so we can get the baby out? We couldn't just pull it because we were afraid it would tear him up. Well, we couldn't find anything like that. So four of us guys grabbed on either side of that grill, and I do not know how in God's name we did it. We pulled that metal grill apart. You talk about just superhuman strength with the adrenaline. We pulled that grill apart. When the police got there, they could not believe that we'd done that. I was so sore for the next 2 weeks that I could hardly move my shoulders. But sometimes you find strength you don't know you have. I have no idea how we pulled that grill apart because it was one of those old 50s cars with those solid metal chrome grills. Anyway, back to where we're going. What took it so long to build, I got off on a tangent, but what took so long to build 146 was the county had to buy the right-of-way and deed it to the state. There were several thousand pieces of property that had to be negotiated for to widen the road. It took 15 years to acquire all of the right-of-way. And then there's the oh-by-the-way rule. Anything the state of Texas thinks needs to be administered and they don't have somebody to administer it, the county gets the job. So, Caroline, pick on you again. If you have time, ask the county judge in the county which state programs Frio County has to administer. Because you know they don't have a welfare department in Frio County, etc. He'd probably be just so totally awed that you know to ask that kind of a question that they'll be totally cooperative with you. I have found that when you express an interest in learning how their county works, frequently they're just more than willing to help you. Now, the county can undertake adoptional programs, and of course sometimes they have to be authorized. And how are they authorized?
Oh, bracket.
Bracket bills. Good. Get that response down. So if Galveston County wants to do X, Y, or Z and there's no specific authorization for it, the legislature passes a
bracket bill
which gives Galveston County the authority to do it. The problem is you got to pay for it. And the county, as we're going to see, has limited resources. Examples: parks, libraries, various health, transportation such as airports, waste disposal. This is getting to be a really big issue in many rural counties. And Caroline, I'm picking on you again, okay? But you understand, really, I'm only doing this by proxy because the rest of you who have small counties might want to think about it too. Ask the county administrator or the county judge, if you get a hold of them, how are you handling your garbage disposal? And in many counties where they don't have but one or two municipalities, and they're small municipalities with limited power, and we'll deal with that the next class period, the county will have undertaken to build sanitary waste facilities. Now, the state of Texas has and federal government have started imposing some real restrictions on garbage dumps. Well, we don't have garbage dumps anymore. Sanitary landfills. Got to make sure that the waste from it does not percolate into the aquifer to pollute the water supply. You with me on this?
Mm-hmm.
So that can be a pretty dang expensive and complicated situation, because those damn things have to be built for 50 to 100 year disposal, not next week. I can remember at a time when over on Bolivar Peninsula there was just a garbage dump. Everybody went and just dumped stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And periodically, my friend and I would go down there, and no telling what all we could find at the garbage dump, some of which had value. Scrap and so forth we could sell. Can't do that anymore. You had to be able to fight the seagulls and deal with the flies. Always wore dust masks because you didn't, we called them fly masks, because you don't, there's nothing worse than breathing a fly. All right. What do the counties spend the money on? I am not going to try to do this for every county in the state of Texas. What do you think the major expenses of counties are?
General.
Law enforcement?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Culture and recreation? Road and bridges? Yeah. General administration, things like courts, elections, record keeping. Now we could break that down. We could break that down into each of the categories, and if you want to, the county has a budget and you can spend some time. One of the things I'm going to ask you to look at, and when I have been asking you to have me approve it, if I don't know the county, I do a little search of my own to make sure that you're going to be able to find the information. Because if I can't find it in 30 or 40 seconds, the chances are pretty great you couldn't find it in 2 hours. And I don't want you being that frustrated. So I had somebody ask me for a county, and I checked them real quickly, and they don't have a website. They don't post a budget. I researched it for about 5 minutes and came to the conclusion that this is going to be an impossible task, and said, I'm sorry, just don't do that one. But the county's main source of money is property taxes. And the state of Texas, bless their souls, imposes real restrictions. Let me give you an example. You can tax up to 80%, 80 cents per $100 evaluation for the general fund. And if the voters agree, you can have another 15 cents for road and bridges. And if the voters agree, another 30 cents for either the maintenance of farm-to-market roads, which is a big deal out in rural counties, and even a pretty big deal in Harris County, in Galveston County. Have you ever wondered what all those FMs stand for on FM 3005, FM 2004, FM 517, FM 518? Those are farm-to-market roads. We don't have many farms, but we still call them farm to market. Why? Because that's the way we fund them.
Mm-hmm.
We called them something else, you wouldn't be eligible to fund them. If we had to call them pigs, we would. What do you suspect is one of the biggest single costs in Galveston County that would not be a major cost? Well, it might increasingly be a major cost in Frio County.
Property.
Flood control. Now, in counties that don't have transportation districts, like Harris County does, Metro District, Travis County does, Bayer County does, Dallas County does, Tarrant County does, El Paso does, if you're picking one of the big counties, you check and see if they have a transportation district, Metro District. The voters can adopt a sales tax for the county. One of my students took San Jacinto County last year and the county judge said, we just don't have any money. I said, well, why? 70% of San Jacinto County is in the national forest. It's not taxable. It's federal property. And the rest of it ain't that much more prosperous either. About the only real business in San Jacinto County outside of little farming is tourism. And so they wanted to impose a sales tax so they could collect a half cent for the people who were renting lodges and who were buying stuff when they came to go bass fishing. Various fines and fees. The second biggest element in the Galveston County budget are fines and fees. If you go to get a marriage license, you pay a fee. If you file a will, you pay a fee. All of that goes to helping support that particular agency. And there's some federal aid. Notice what is really missing from this list. Do you see any be spelling out state aid? Aid from the county to the aid from the state to the county? Now, one of two possibilities. Either I developed total amnesia and forgot to put it up there. You think that's the case, Kathy? Or it doesn't exist? Doesn't exist. All right, let me give you one quickie. We're going to wrap it up pretty quick. Mr. Randall. Me? Yeah. I want you to remember this. The only unit of local government that receives substantial state aid are school districts. Special districts don't. Counties don't. Municipalities don't. School districts almost don't, but do. Ms. Blackwelder, does that make sense to you? So, somebody put it this way, and I'll go ahead and borrow it. The state of Texas is the mother of all local units of government, but she's a cheap mother. And frequently what happens is the legislature, if this sounds like a political statement, it is. Legislators who want to say, hey, we've kept taxes low, are only telling you half the story. We've imposed these duties on local units of government and told them to figure out how to raise the money rather than raise it at the state level. And it's getting to be about the point to where local units of government are stretched to where they have no additional sources of revenue. If we look at where the money comes from in Galveston, property taxes are the biggest chunk. This is true in almost every county of the state. Various kinds of grants from federal government, private sources are the second biggest chunk, and then fines and fees, services are the third biggest chunk. Now the size of this piece of pie will vary from county to county. Your county may vary. But don't be surprised if those are the three big chunks of money. Now, for Frio County, that part about grants and contributions is going to be a lot smaller. They're not getting federal aid, other than maybe for the flooding that's occurred in recent years there. They're not getting stuff for like the seawall. Let me give you an example. How many of you have been following the beach enlargement or nourishment project down here? You think that was free?
No.
It's a chunk of change, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If it were not for the federal government contributing huge chunks of money for that, we couldn't do it. Fair enough? And yet, ultimately, if we didn't do it, the seawall would be in serious jeopardy of being compromised, and the next major hurricane might destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
And that would effectively destroy Galveston. Now, this is I do not expect you to memorize this. This is the chart of Galveston County government. It's published by the county government. If you ever really want to look at this in great detail, here it is. Am I going to test you over it? Not on a bet. All right, let's reform the thing, right? How many of you would agree that probably rationalizing the organizational structure of county government would be a nice start? But here's the problem. One size don't fit all. And we're dealing with counties that vary from Loving County population maybe 87 to Harris County population almost 4 million. What single structure is going to work? Number two problem. You're going to have to put the ship in dry dock in order to get all those barnacles off. And that's going to be a real task. When suggesting county home rule, like city home rule, we'll play with that next time around, where cities are free to make a lot of their rules and regulations and decide what they want to do. How many of you are aware of the fact that counties do not have ordinance power? Now, that is almost true because of, what's that word, that famous word?
Bracket bills.
Galveston has acquired some ordinance-making power over the dunes on the beaches. But if the county wanted to forbid people to keep exotic animals over on Bolivar Peninsula, which is totally, there's no city over there, could they do so? Nope, don't have ordinance power. Are you aware that after Hurricane Ike, there was a guy who had kept a pet tiger over there, and the tiger got out. Now, the tiger was keeping well fed on dead cows and whatnot, but they got to worrying about the tiger running out of dead cows and start worrying about people. Could the county pass any ordinances forbidding people to keep exotic animals? Can you think of other areas where that might be a problem, like garbage disposal, standards for buildings? Can't have any building ordinances. Anybody can build anything any way they want to. Now, they can't get it insured by the Texas Windstorm Insurance Association, but if you want to put up a schlock house, there's no ordinance to keep you from doing it. Counties can't establish building ordinances. Many states have given counties second and third thing on the list. Will county government eventually have to be reformed in Texas? Yes. Now, go thou. We did check roll. I need to make sure that I've got everybody on who came in.